Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 2. This is what the Lord says. Do not act like the other nations who try to read their future in the stars. Do not be afraid of their predictions, even though other nations are terrified by them. If you've ever looked at a horoscope, you'll probably have concluded that it's all a lot of nonsense. They may have told you that today is a good day to make friends, or to avoid puddles, or to plan your holidays. However, horoscopes are nothing new. For more than 4,000 years, people have taken astrology very seriously and have developed sophisticated ways of reading the stars in order to guide their lives. In the time of Jeremiah, the Babylonians were particularly committed to this way of predicting the future. But the prophet was clear that this was no way to seek guidance. His confidence was in his God, and he refused to be swayed by astrology, however much others were influenced by it. We're all immensely interested in the future, of course. Inevitably, we wonder what's going to happen. But just imagine if you knew when and where you were going on holiday for the rest of your life, when you were going to fall ill, or when you were going to die. I think most of us would rather not know the details. However, what we do need to know is that our future is secure in God's hands, and that is precisely the security the psalmist celebrated when he wrote, I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, you are my God. My future is in your hands. That's from Psalm 31. As we live for God today, we need to praise him for his continual presence with us and for the sure knowledge we have that he will never leave our side, whatever the future holds. So let me ask you a question. What are your thoughts about your own future? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, we are content to know that our future is in your hands. Thank you that you will never leave our side. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.